into our little church right here.
Yeah.
I love it when people pray and shed tears and reach for God, because that brings God closer to us. Amen. That's what we need, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Amen. I want you to go to Psalm 63. I'll just share a little something with you on my heart. If you got a Bible, turn there. And I want you to turn to Hebrews 11, too, if you want to. I want you to pray for me here for a few minutes. I want to share something with you. Amen. Look at 63. Let's read Psalm 63. I like to say this about Wednesday night service before we go on. Amen. We got plenty of time here tonight. Nobody get nervous. Amen. Too nervous. But Wednesday night, I'd like for you to come and bring somebody with you. And let's see if we can get a full house here Wednesday night. And bring a thanks offering with you. A Thanksgiving offering. Now, I'm not talking about money, okay, necessarily. But bring a song or a testimony or an offering. If you want to bring a special offering of thanks, God has blessed you and you know that it's been Him, then bring an offering. But bring that spiritual offering. Amen. Everybody don't testify, but you could bring a testimony. Amen. Everybody could. Because God's been good to us. Amen. He really has. And, yes, He has. He's been better to us than we deserve. Amen. And I just like to have a service in the honor of our great God Wednesday night. And this one's not over. You can start right now if you wanted to. Amen. And I want you to look at Psalm 63. Now, you'll need to pray before Thursday. I'm telling you, you will. If you're not, you'll eat so much, you'll hurt yourself, be in the emergency room. We'll have to come over there, pray for you. And I don't know, I'm going to be pretty busy that day, so please don't get sick if you can help it. Amen. We'll just ask the Lord to help you to not get sick that day. Amen. But I'll tell you, we owe the Lord a great thanks, don't we? Amen. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. Before I go any further, can I have anybody here want to seek the Lord early between now and Thanksgiving, fast and pray and seek Him early? Well, let me tell you what it says. He said, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. Wow. Did you hear that? He said, thy loving kindness is better than life. Now, what in the world could be better than life? Huh? The psalmist said, thy loving kindness is better than life. Amen. I want you to look at Hebrews with me. I lost my spot over here. Let me turn to Hebrews 11. Praise the Lord. Verse 13, these all died in faith. Can you think of a better way to die? These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now, they desire a better country. That is, a heavenly country. Wherefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Amen. You see that word? Now Hebrews 11 is full of that word, better. Amen. Better. Can anybody here use an upgrade to something better? I know y'all looking at me, y'all dry as last year's corn fodder, huh? Amen. I don't want to hurt your feelings. But, man, we've had a good time up to here, but at times it felt like I was dragging a dead body. Amen. I'd like to get loose from it here tonight, wouldn't you? Amen. I'm not trying to be crazy or insulting. Amen. But I do want to tell you, amen, there is something better than this. Amen. How many understands what I'm talking about? Amen. I want to preach on this. Something better. Amen. Something better than this. Praise God. Amen. And if you've read the book of Ecclesiastes, now you got to read that on a sunny day. Now, Ecclesiastes. How many's ever read the book of Ecclesiastes? You got to be careful. Read it on a sunny day. If not, you'll get depressed. Because that guy in there, that preacher, Solomon, brother, he had some down times, Brother Mike, in that book. Huh? And he said, I've observed, and I'm not going to go back and read it all to you. Amen. But he, you know, Solomon was a wise man, the wisest man on the earth. And he was a rich man, probably the richest man on earth. He had access to everything that he could lay his hands on. Amen. Hey, Matt, I'm going to help somebody here tonight, and I'm going to do it by 8 o'clock with the help of the Lord. Amen. Now, you pray for me. Hey, Matt, I want to preach to you. Hey, Matt, I read this, and I got a book one time at a yard sale by a preacher. It was called Living on the Ragged Edge. Have you ever seen that book? You ever read it? Amen. You need to read it. There's some good stuff in there. And it was a commentary on the book of Ecclesiastes. I haven't read it in years and years and years. But brother, amen, in that book, amen, there, and you've heard this before, amen, brother Hobby mentioned it the other night. But in this book about Ecclesiastes, amen, are y'all with me? How many's with me? Start right here. Nobody. Oh, brother Brad is. I love you, buddy. Give that man a good grade on his next test. Anybody else here with me? All right, Brother Levi wants that great too. I've seen that hand go up. Amen. In that book, and you'll recall this when Brother Hobby preached the other night, he told about this man that came to see a psychiatrist. Y'all remember him telling that? Stretched out on his couch. Amen. And he began to tell him his problems, his depression, his burden, his problems of life. And that psychiatrist said, sir, what you need to do is lighten up a little. He said, there's a show down here in town. There's a great clown down there that is making everybody laugh. Amen. He said, you ought to go down there and ease up a little, chill out, and let that clown cheer you up. He said, sir, amen, here's the sad part about it. I am that clown. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. That was a true story. Amen. That man who was making everyone else laugh couldn't find anything to laugh about. Amen.
mind. Come on now. Amen. And you know what? Ecclesiastes has a term in there. Amen. That it says over and over. One of them is vanity. Amen. And he looked at everything. And another one is under the sun. Amen. And he said all is vanity. How many knows what vanity is? Amen. It's kind of like cotton candy. You put it in your mouth and start to chew and it's gone. Huh? Are y'all there? It ain't worth no substance to it. It ain't worth anything. Amen. Come on now. Amen. You know what? That man in Ecclesiastes, and he made a statement in there. Amen. Brother, that I Brother Mike, when I read it, I couldn't hardly believe it. But this man Solomon, after he watched everybody's life, he watched them prosper and then die and somebody else go through their stuff. Amen. And he said it's vanity. He watched them as they, amen, had one woman after another, and he did himself. And he said, it's all vanity. Amen. He talked about drinking wine. Amen. And he said, I've had the wine. Amen. And he said, it did not satisfy. And I said, all is vanity under the sun. Hey, listen to me. I read that book, and I read that Ecclesiastes, and I finally caught on to something. He's looking in the wrong place. Amen. Come on now. Everything he was looking at was under the sun. Amen. Can I tell you there's something better than this? You ain't getting it yet. Amen. Woo! But I'm telling you there's something better than this. And you know what the psalmist said? He said, thy loving kindness is better than life. Amen. Because life will kick you when you're down. Amen. It'll disappoint you and hurt you and make you sick. And you think there ain't nothing worth living for. But I'll tell you, hold on right there. Just a minute. There's something better than life. And it's the loving kindness of the Lord. Woo! Am I preaching right or not? You can get, listen to me. Let me give you a little example. And don't let me forget. Okay, I don't want to say it out loud. That's my secret weapon there. Praise God. Hey, listen to me. You take a home, nice home, buy the best lumber, two-story, four bedrooms, four baths, hallelujah, a two-car garage full of cars, look through the window. Nobody's happy. Are you listening to me? Amen. But I thought this was the American dream. And all of a sudden it's turned into a nightmare. Woo, feel like preaching a little. Y'all with me? How many knows where I'm headed? Amen. I'm going to slide into home plate about 8 o'clock. Hope I make it safe. Hallelujah. I want to preach to somebody in this house tonight. Amen. You're looking under the sun. It's not under the sun. It's above the sun. Looking beyond trouble and strife, all of the cares of everyday life. Looking beyond all of our griefs, suffering and woe. Come on, someone, Looking toward heaven, the home of the soul, where we shall live and never grow old. Someday we'll walk on streets of pure gold. We're looking beyond. Woo! Amen. You know what it was that David said in Psalm 63? Amen. He said, thy loving kindness is better than life. You know what we need in that home with them good two befores and that pretty brick siding? Amen. And all of that. You know what's needed in there? Amen. Just simply this. The love of God. You put the love of God in there and a dinner of herbs is a feast. Amen. Come on now. This world's running crazy out there right now. They're drinking and doping and snorting. Amen. And they're not any more happy. Them poor kids over in Louisville. Amen. In that motel room. They were talking about snorting cocaine. Did you hear them? They were talking about drinking. They were out on the balcony without any clothes on. Amen. Listen to me. And they thought they were having a party. It wasn't a party. Amen. No. They got each other. They tore the motel room up. Hey, listen to me. They were looking in the wrong place. They were looking in a joint. Amen. Or a white powder. Amen. But listen. There's something better than life. And it's the mercy and loving kindness of our God. Hallelujah.
Let me describe this to you. Y'all listening to me over this way? Let me describe this to you. Here is a guy that got his inheritance early in life. I've been praying about that, Mom. My inheritance. If I can get it early, amen, would help me. All right? He got his early inheritance. And he left the house. Amen? He left. I tell you what. He was like some of them old boys I went to school with. Amen. They lived on a farm and they'd bring steak biscuits to school and tried to trade them. Amen. I thought, you crazy guy trying to trade a steak biscuit. Amen. For a Twinkie. Amen. Can you believe that? I thought to myself, I wish I had a Twinkie. I'd get me a steak biscuit. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the way the prodigal was. He had steak. Amen. And traded it for real thin bologna. Amen. Are you out there? Amen. Y'all not helping me, are you? You thought this meeting was over, didn't you? Surprise, surprise. It's just warming up. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to preach to us. There's something better than this. That's what that old prodigal said when he was standing in that knee deep. Amen. In Hogmire. Amen. Are you listening to me? And he looked down at that corn in that trough. And he said, I wouldn't care to eat a little of that. And I'll have to be honest with you. When I used to feed. Amen. I thought that horse and mule feed smelled pretty good. I never did eat none of it. But them molasses in there. I always had a sweet tooth. And I thought, my goodness. It smells pretty good. But I tell you, I never did crave any of the hog slop. I was a little boy, I'd carry that 5-gallon bucket. Y'all have done it, you brethren have. And that old red dog, is that what they call it? Chop. It would slosh out on your pants, and you had to go to school with stiff blue jeans on. You tried to get it off when it dried. It was so stiff, you couldn't hardly bend your knee. That's when the bus run at 6:45, and I had to do all the feeding before the bus run. Want to hear some more stories? I can tell them, huh? Praise God. I can go back in time. There's that old prodigal, amen, looking in that hog slop. I tell you what, Mom would mix that up and we'd put a little chop in there and you could stir it up and there'd come an old biscuit floating up. Well, I never did take it out. Huh? I just let her float, praise God. Pour that in there. I tell you, old prodigal, amen, was down there. Are you listening to me? And he's the one quoting my text the first time. Amen. He looked down in there and his mind began to wander back. Amen. To his boyhood days. And he said this, a very profound statement. He said, there's something better than this. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would say, amen. Are you dragging around tonight? You don't have no joy, no peace. You've been looking under the sun. I want to tell you something. There's something better than this. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what. Amen. Abraham left the country. Amen. Counting down 9 minutes. Amen. Are you listening to me? Abraham left the Ur of the Chaldees. Amen. And began to walk as a pilgrim. I tell you, the church is getting more worldly all the time. And the world is getting churchy. Amen. But I'll tell you, that'll never work. We've got to set our eyes above the sun. Amen. We can't try to be an American Idol or an all-star player. Amen. We got to set our sights above this world. You're going to be sad. You're going to be discouraged. And you're going to be brokenhearted unless you find something better than this. Hallelujah. Am I preaching right to you or not? Oh, I love this. The Bible said they didn't obtain the promises because they couldn't do it without us. They had to wait for us. They have now.
Amen. They've received that promise now. You understand what I'm saying? When the church, amen, gathers up there, they're going to be there with them. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will sit down. Woo! Amen. You say, well, if I could just marry me some nice looking boy, nice looking girl. You know, girls, boys, and boys, girls. You got to clarify that anymore. How many's with me? And I'm going to get me a little house over on an acre. I'm going to have a little flower garden. We're going to raise the most beautiful children. All have straight teeth. Woo, y'all ain't helping this preacher. But here's what I want to tell you. If you don't put God in there, it ain't going to be worth nothing. Amen. Can you say amen? And they ain't going to have straight teeth anyhow. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Huh? I wish God would help me preach to you right here. Anybody needing a little pull out? Anybody needing a little pull? Anybody needing a little pull out of the mire here tonight? I tell you what, get your head up. Amen. The Bible said when you see these things coming to pass, amen, lift up your head. Amen. What do you mean lift your head up? Amen. You know what? Stephen did when they stoned him to death? He lifted up his eyes and looked into heaven and saw Jesus at the right hand of the Father standing. I tell you, if you're going to go through persecution, and you're going to live for God in this world, you got to get your sights above this world. Are you hearing me preach tonight? Amen. There is a better way to live, and there's a better country to go to. Hallelujah. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what would I do? Angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I want to preach to somebody here that's on the wrong trail, that's on the wrong track. Amen. You don't understand. Amen. Life consists not in the abundance of the things you possess. Amen. We got to set our sights on a better land and a better God and a better way of living. Hallelujah. Am I preaching right or not? Oh, I'm telling you, I'm preaching to some folks tonight. They're as confused as a termite in a yo-yo. Huh? You just can't hardly be happy. And I'm going to tell you why. Just like, you know, I never did tell you the statement that shook me up, did I? I passed that up. I got excited here trying to make the curfew. And I missed it. Do you know what he said, Brother Ed? When he looked at all this wealth and all this going on, and he said, therefore, I hated life. That's what Solomon said. Can you believe that, Brother Mike? Here's a man that was a son of David. Amen. Built a temple that would blow your mind. Amen. Had every dime he could ever scratch together put in his pocket. Wealthiest man on the world, and he looked at it all, and he said, I summed it all up. And he said, when I saw the way life is, I hated it. You hear what I'm saying? Brother, that's the way it is. Amen. Come on now. You can have it all and get the world by the tail, and it'll die on you, and you'll be dragging the world around by the tail. Amen. But I tell you, if you'll set your sights on God and God's ways and God's will for your life, amen, you can be like David and say thy loving kindness is better than life. If you don't have God, it'll turn on you. Amen. Come on now. You know what the final statement of Solomon was in Ecclesiastes? Here's the sum of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
You want to be happy? Fear God and keep His commandments. I wish you'd help me preach. I'm trying to save your soul. Amen. Somebody say amen. Am I preaching right or not? There's something better than this. Amen. I tell you what, you'll get down. People you love will turn their back on you. It shouldn't be that way. And I'm not a cynic. I'm not down on the world. I know there's people will look at a church, they'll look at this church and say, yeah, them people down there. Oh, yeah, I've heard them say it. But I'm going to tell you something. This church is more than the people down here. It's the grace of God in our soul. Amen. And I'll tell you what, the ones that saved are saved. Huh? Is that right or not? And you can't take that away from us. I don't care how much you talk about me. If I'm saved, I'm saved. And I'll tell you what's kept me ticking. Amen. It ain't this old world. Amen. It's the good Lord Jesus. Amen. And I don't care to let the world go by. Amen. Because I'm a stranger. I'm a pilgrim. This is not my home. I'm no continuing city here. But I'm looking for that city whose builder and maker is God. Stand with me. Sister David, can you be flat? Woo! Woo! Y'all ready to go home? Don't answer that. I can't remember. Yeah, there it is right there. I just went by. There it is. Here among the shadows in a lonely land, we're a band of pilgrims on the move, burdened down with sorrow, with sun on every hand. We are looking for a city built above. Oh yeah, we're looking for a city. Holy Spirit, all our hopes renewed. Oh yes, I'm looking for a city we'll never die. Woo! We'll never end up there. Sun, beyond the sun, you'll find a world that's better than this. Woo! I'll tell you what, I'm going to preach to you. Y'all can slip out one at a time. When your last one's gone, I'll lock up. But I feel like preaching a little bit here. I want to tell you something. And y'all, you boys, you're young. Take a deep breath. Thump your chest right there. See how strong you feel? I won't tell you, but if you're going to be happy, you'll have to look beyond the sun. Huh? Huh? You girls are lovely. And don't let nobody tell you no different. But pretty is, you know the rest of it. I want to tell you, if you're going to be happy, girls, you're going to have to look beyond the sun. Whew. We're pilgrims and strangers here, just passing through. Is that right? Just passing through. Our tent stakes aren't too deep. Because we could pull out of here anytime. Huh? Woo. I'm going to tell you, I'm trying to put a little joy in you tonight. You're going to have to get your head up to see what I'm talking about. It's not under the sun. Because here, Brother Harold, we work ourselves to the bone and turn around and we're drawing our check and then it's time to go. That's the way life is. It's like a vapor that appears for a while. And every time we go to the hot spots of the world, we have to pass a graveyard. Just a reminder that tells us that we're not put here to stay. So if we're going to be joyful, we're going to have to get our affections on things above. I'm trying to save you now. I am. I'm trying to save you. If you'll listen to me, I didn't go to Bible school. I went to the school of hard knocks. I've had a bunch of them, if that makes any difference. But I'm telling you the truth here tonight. There is a joy. But you got to look beyond this world to find it. And you're going to have companions and loved ones, and I love them. And we're going to have Thanksgiving dinner, and we're going to have the whole family there, or somebody ain't getting a Christmas present. Did you hear me? Children? And I'm going to set them all around the table. Nath, I want you to bring your tripod and that fancy camera that takes pictures by itself. And I want to set it at the end of the table. And I'm going to put the guest of honor right in the middle of the table. His name's Gobble. Huh? He's going to sit in the middle of the table. And I'm going to put the rest of the turkeys around the table. Huh? Y'all catch on, don't you? And I'm going to let Mr. Magical Camera take a picture of us all right under the sign that hangs over my door that goes into the, by my stove. It says, be thankful. It's our every day of the year. Huh? I tell you what, if you want to be thankful, you say, but I'm laid off. I'm going to tell you, you can't look at console and get joy in your heart. You got to look higher than buck one. And I appreciate every pound of coal that comes spitting out of there. Praise God, I'm not a global warming fan. I've done told you that. I'm more about warming me. Huh? But I want to tell us something. No matter how the landscape changes, if you'll keep your eyes above the sun, there's something better than this waiting. Ain't that right? I'll tell you at Christmas, Brother Mike's working on the play. I'll tell you at Christmas, amen. Christmas is love, is what Christmas is. If you got a bunch of presents and no love, you just helped Walmart, is all you've done. But if you've got love, you don't even have to have a lot of presents. Am I preaching right or not? Well, I'm telling you right. Some of you children are down in the mouth now. You think all you're getting is a little love, being loved on and no presents. Well, just hang in there and trust Jesus. Huh? Praise God. We're going to let you go. How many feels like being let go? Feel like that judge. Put your hat back on and leave the building. Hallelujah. Huh? Praise God. God's good, isn't he? I'm going to tell you something. I'm not authority on this. Not an authority on it, other than needing this is all. But I'm going to tell you, amen, there is joy in this world, and it's in God. His loving kindness. Look that word up in your dictionary. His loving kindness is better than life. Better. We seek a country that is better. We have a covenant that is better. Amen. Is that right or not? Mom kept trying to quote this verse this morning, and me and her was trying to quote it together, and we was getting it all messed up. But it says, this verse says, amen, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable. Do you know why we have a miserable world? Because their hope, amen, is in this world. They've got to look above, amen, to find some peace. And I've told you the truth, and that's my job. We're going to go home. Lift your hands and thank the Lord for his goodness tonight.